I wonder if you realize that two of the former presidents of the United States of America, James A. Garfield and the more famous Abraham Lincoln, they lived in a log cabin and ended up in the White House. You know, in human history, the journey from obscurity to fame, from rags to riches, has been a fairly common occurrence. However, the story of Christmas is the whole thing in reverse. It tells of one who was supreme in the universe. He was actually the creator. He humbled himself to be born among less than attractive conditions of a rural environment in the Middle East around 2015 years ago. The old carol says, "Lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies." You know, sometimes Christmas cards give a wrong impression of the situation. They depict a baby lying in a manger in a stable with a warm, welcoming glow. Usually he's surrounded by inquisitive animals, adoring shepherds and dignified wise men. The glitter completes the picture. But reality is somewhat different. The Bible, in its factual historical record, says that Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. That's Luke chapter 2, verse 7. You know, there's no mention in the Bible of a stable, simply a manger. Whatever the surroundings may have been, this child decreed them. He alone had existed before his birth. So he chose his own mother, who had become the wife of a local carpenter. Moreover, as his birthplace, he chose Bethlehem, described as being insignificant in the whole region of Judah. And the Bible explains his condescension in these terms: "Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor." You know, sometimes we ask the question, why am I here? Does life have a purpose? You know, there's no doubt about the reason why Jesus Christ was in the world. The Bible that we've just quoted in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says, "He was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor." You know, for our sakes? In what way? Well, the Bible tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You know, we don't really need the Bible to explain to us that we are a world populated by sinners. In a world of terrorism and abuse and hurt and pain, we know sin is so prevalent. The only difference between one or the other of us is the degree of sinfulness. We're all sinners, the Bible says, and we need to be saved. And Christ came not just to be born in a humble place or to live a perfect life, but he came to die a sacrificial death. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, that's our sins. He came to save us from God's eternal judgment. He had to pay the penalty that we deserved, and having done so, he rose from the dead to be a living saviour. So his self-imposed poverty culminated in his death on the cross, so that we through his poverty might be rich. And it's not saying you'll make us monetarily wealthy, but the wealth of blessing that God gives: the forgiveness of sins, the salvation of our soul from hell, the prospect of joy in heaven. You can be sure of this by turning from your sin, repenting, and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will be saved. Don't say like the reluctant innkeeper, "No room." Give him room. Trust him. He'll bless you forever.